My dear friends, if you ever wondered what happened to Thomas, well, I was thinking about this, and I remembered about 62 years ago, that gives you some idea of my age, I was just a senior in high school, and the high school was connected with the University of San Francisco. And a man came there, and he was from South India, the southern part of India. And he was a representative of the Malabar Rite. And as far as I can see and remember back at that time, what had happened was that for the first time in 2,000 years, he had now come up, before he came to our place, he had gone to Rome, presented himself to the Pope, and the Pope accepted the Malabar Rite as a legitimate rite in the church. And he made him a priest and the head of the rite, the patriarch of the Malabar Rite. And for 2,000 years, it had existed. Now, how did this happen? What about Thomas? For whatever reason, Thomas went to the southern part of India. And the people down there in India, they listened to him. He preached the gospel to them. And then he set up the church down there. And since he was an apostle, he appointed priests. He ordained priests. He ordained bishops. He gave them a structure on how to run the church. And for many years, he was teaching them everything about this. He taught them the Mass, just as our Lord had taught the other apostles how to say the Mass. And finally, he was murdered because of some of the people there were getting very upset with him, disturbing everything. And so he ended his life. But the Malabar Rite continued. Now, the head of the Malabar Rite, as I say, had come to the University of San Francisco. And he gave everything. He was accepted by the Pope and everything else. And I talked to him. He was a very interesting person. But he was a very humble person, too. When he came in into town, and he was going to be met at the railroad station or the airport, I don't know which, the priest that went down there picked him up. And they said, "Did you have any trouble finding him?" He says, "Oh, no. He was sitting on the sidewalk perfectly happy." That's what they did down there in South India. And so he was there. But he came there, and he was a very impressive person. Now, Thomas, he said that Thomas had been down there in India. He had brought them everything that Christ had taught, and he had set up the whole church for them. And it's surprising, for 2,000 years, it existed, not really right with the Catholic Church. And then suddenly now, the whole Malabar Rite is a legitimate rite in the church, accepted by the church, and they are all part of the church today. This is Thomas. You know, he had the faith, and that incident you read about in the gospel, that, you know, "Lord, I do believe, help my unbelief." Suddenly he realized, and he worked hard to do all this. But I just find it amazing that his work is, for two centuries, continue, and the people there were really fully Catholic and yet never really a part of the church. And then suddenly, in our own time, all of this finally falls into place. God is running the church. And we sometimes have to remind ourselves of this. Things go on. We have a new pope that's quite different from previous popes. In fact, the last time or thing I heard about him, what he said, he says some strange things sometimes. He was talking to, a bishop, and he had come down from the plane. I was meeting somebody else, and I knew this bishop, and he said he had just heard of what the Pope had said, that all of us priests have to be called to be pastors. And he said we should act like pastors and we should smell like pastors. Now you figure that one out. But he does say some wonderful things, very good. But to know that Thomas really followed through on all of this. God is running our church, not us. And now with this Malabar rite and that all taken care of, you know, just 60 years ago, it really makes me stop and think. You know, where did all the apostles go? Well, Peter, of course, stayed in Jerusalem. And then James, there were two James. One went to Spain, and another one was in with Peter in Jerusalem, and he was eventually martyred. And where did the others go? We know very little about them. Matthew stayed on because he was arguing with the people, the tax collectors, and all these kind of things. And so he stayed there. Some of the apostles, they went down to northern Africa, all with the, you know, where Egypt is and Alexandria and all those places down there. Others went to other places. And it's interesting how God follows through with all of them until we have the church today. So there's Peter with Thomas, you know, doubting Thomas. We all have our doubts sometimes of just what is happening, how is this happening? God is still very much with the church. And we should thank God for that. He has never left us, and he never will. And so when we're here today now celebrating Mass, and what we're doing is what they did down in the Malabar rite, and the way Thomas taught them. Because he did everything that they said. Of course, this priest also, this Malabar patriarch, he said Mass up at the University of San Francisco, the big church we have up there. It was certainly different. We all have white cloths and everything. Theirs are brightly colored. They wave palm branches. They do all sorts of singing and everything else. But you can see it is a Mass. There is an offertory. There is a consecration. There is a receiving of communion. All of that is there, but in a different way than what we're used to. But it is there. It's a universal church, and this is it. So it's something to think about on this second or the octave of Easter. You know, it's repentance today, and mercy Sunday, and all of these kind of things. They're all there. But there's a long history to all of it. And so I think in our hearts we should thank God that this has all happened.